Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Lois Effect. I'm Anna, and of course, we'll be joined shortly by our co-host, Liz. And this show is a culmination of channeling and intuitive intuition. So Liz is tapping into not only the energy of Lois Grant, but also the energy of the callers that call in. And you can call in at 718-664-9124, push 1 on the on your phone, and that raises your hand in the queue. So, what is the Lois Effect? I'm going to talk about that for just a minute, even then, so when Liz isn't on, so that everyone can get a little bit of information. Lois Grant was, in human form, an architect, an amazing person. I was able to work with her just a little bit in her life. She did Simon therapy, which is sound therapy, and just amazing runner of energy, let's put it that way. She healed herself of arthritis, and that is something that she was told she could never do, and she did it. She did it anyway. She did it energetically. So I see that Liz is joining us now, so I'm not going to say any more, because if I talk more, she wants to kind of stay clear of knowing truly that human part of Lois. Good morning, Liz.
My apologies. I was having
no worries.
A little situation, but now it's handled, and I did not have access to my phone to text you. But morning, my love. Where are you?
Today, on today's travel schedule.
Yes, exactly.
We are in, I believe, Glendale, Arizona, very close to Scottsdale, Phoenix. That
area. Wow.
So, yeah. So we're heading south now. We're heading to Dallas, and we'll be landing in Dallas on Wednesday. Tomorrow, actually, sometime.
Wow.
Tuesday.
But you're not, and again, I have to say thank you for being such a trooper. I don't think you're not doing the show in a vehicle. It doesn't sound like it right now.
No. We're at my friend JoJo, who's traveling with me and been traveling. She is an amazing manifester of really awesome places to stay. And we are at the Renaissance, I believe, the Renaissance in Glendale. So
nice.
Beautiful space, beautiful room. Yeah, very nice, very nice. So, yeah, I'm actually I'm not doing quite an Elisa. I'm sitting on the bed, but I'm not cuddled up in the bed
right.
sheets. Yeah.
Right. You're not asleep. Right. Right.
I'm not asleep. No.
You're not asleep. Okay. Well,
anyway,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So the last show, which was crazy, we rarely do a night show. And for those of you that weren't with us, yeah, yeah. And I think the craziest thing of all, and again, like, my hat's off to you. Anna was literally a passenger in a moving vehicle going through the snow in Arizona. And it's so crazy that there's snow in Arizona, no snow in New York. And that was the only downside to that was that it was hard to have you – you were able to with one caller, but because of the signal coming in and out and the sound quality. So I'm glad you're not in a moving vehicle. Yay.
Right.
But the other thing too, which was insane, but I really appreciated the opportunity, was so many callers requesting messages from the other side. And
that's a sweet spot time right there. The switchboard was loaded with callers, which I loved. I absolutely
loved.
Me too.
And you even said that we had we couldn't even get to everybody, and we were on for like an hour 15, right?
Yeah, we were on. Yes, and we didn't get to everybody, and the majority. I think there was one person who might have gotten dropped or either hung up, but other than that, everyone else stayed to listen to the whole show,
which was amazing.
I don't see that on a switchboard after callers come in, because I do a couple other shows with other people and I'm running controls, and I'll see as soon as they get their reading or whatever, they're gone. on this show, I think almost that, I think everybody or even just only one person wasn't there. So that was interesting that they listened to the whole show.
Yes, I love that. And again, what's, you know, I know you were talking a little bit about the Lois effect and all of that, but just how this show has been evolving and morphing into that, just the discussion of how it's going to morph. All of it happens on the air, practically. Like 90% of it happens on the air. So this is another another example where we will definitely consider doing an evening show, and we can start that one whenever. So you could you called it, like, it really was the sweet, like, you found that sweet spot.
Right.
Crazy. Yeah.
And generally, when we do the show, The Psychic Bartender, when I'm on that one starts at 11 o'clock, and it goes
in the morning?
For 2 hours. So she does 11 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
And it goes for 2 hours, and she never gets to all the callers, ever. It's constant. It's a constant barrage of callers.
Really?
So that's a nice.
Wow.
But she's doing life path readings and just, you know, it's always loaded. There's always a full mm-hmm. batch of people in there. So, I mean, our schedules are fairly flexible. I mean, obviously, this year, I haven't done a few of my own shows, but pretty much I've been co-hosting or running controls for other shows. So that's been
great, a
nice experience. I'm still keeping my foot in there, but I feel like I'm ready to come back, and there's more. There's always an inspirational part of everything I know that I do daily. There's always a conversation, and there's always something that kind of hits you, and you're, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, wow. You know, yesterday we were at the Grand Canyon. We drove to Vegas. We were in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'll tell you, coming off of that retreat, we stayed on the Strip, and we stayed at the Flamingo. Everybody was chuckling, going, "The Flamingo."
That's really nice. I could appreciate the joy and just to embrace that. I think I would stay there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. The room was it just as nice as the room that we're in right now. At the Renaissance.
Of course, it's nice.
Very,
yeah,
very
people,
nice.
No, no. I.
Everybody.
No, of
I mean,
it's
huge.
Nice.
Just huge. I think it was sensory overload. And the beautiful part was JoJo is a soccer referee, and she's in with all the soccer folks, and she was doing 3 days of soccer refereeing in the suburbs of Las Vegas. It's Las Vegas still.
Yeah.
So I was able to sit outside
in the desert
with beautiful mountain background in the desert. It was nice. It was beautiful. The people were amazing. Everything. I mean, to watch little kids play soccer, I didn't realize I forgot about that part of my life. I mean, I played soccer when I was a kid and in school, and, I wasn't even thinking about it. And here we are sitting in the, you know, major age ranges. I sat, the majority of the games that I sat in were the little guys, and they were
how cute,
hilariously cute, fast, amazing. I mean, their little feet just do. So it was this is a tournament. So it was a big deal. And there were, I guess, three different fields they were playing on. It was massive. It was huge, this event. And so I made some connections. JoJo introduced me to some people, potential clients. And so we, you know, it's like everything happens for a reason. And this journey was about, personally, about me, about my healing, about my, you know, finding myself, coming back to me and who I am.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, again, we were so close to the Grand Canyon. It's like, how can we not?
Listen.
We doubled back, went to the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And
so beautiful.
It was like, but, it was sort of a little bit of symbolism of how the earth is cracked open at this point, and you're looking inside of the earth, and you're looking at all the beauty that's inside. And you think about every human being, how every human goes through something. And for us to find that beauty, we generally need to be cracked wide open to be able to look inside.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And see all of our colors and look at all of our paths, all of our, you know, whatever's in there, and to be able to see that. What does Abraham say? You never get it wrong and you never get it done. We're on this journey. I mean, this journey is like that. It's massive and it's deep and it's full of its own beauty and it's hazards. I mean, I'm looking at it going, oh my God, can you imagine standing out on that rock out there in the middle? No, you can't.
No.
You can't even get there. Like, to try to get there is crazy, right? And then there was one part we went in and it's like, can you find the rivers running through here? And you look down and the rivers are really tiny because you're looking way down, you know, thousands of feet or whatever it is. And you're like, wow, it's
beautiful.
So vast still at that very minute point. And that's who, you know, as human beings, that's who we are too. And how many people don't look inside? We don't explore what that crack is about or what that, you know, boulders about, or what that river's running through it, what's going on, you know? So,
perfect metaphor.
It is. And JoJo and I were talking about this last night, and I said to her, I said, this has been the most amazing journey. Like, and I appreciated her, you know, jumping in the truck with me and going. And, you know, yes, we've had conversations that are, you know, the why, you know, why did this happen? And why, you know, why aren't people, you know, why can't people just be nice? And why can't, you know, it's like, you know, we've had those conversations. And the other conversations that are happening outside of our own personal conversations and how that it affects us or, you know, just we look at just the different nuances of what's going on. I mean, we've been friends for 30 years. Good Lord. We're just, you know, we think about that and think about that history and how we are able to, just everything is, when we look, and I, you know, of course, I'm running out of space on my phone because I'm taking so many pictures, so I've had to come in and download all my pictures, make sure, because this year has been a running travel guide. I was just goofing around, taking pictures of pictures with Lego minifigures, of pictures in Hawaii, because I was in Hawaii in June, and thinking of also the similarities of the terrain in Hawaii and the terrain in the Southwest, because except for the color, it looks very similar. Yeah, you've got your mountains, you've got your beautiful mountains and your clouds and this whole scenery, but instead of dry desert, you've got lava with all of this brush coming up and wild stuff, you know, going on. So it's interesting when you can, you know, because I'm like, wow, look at that scenery. And then, of course, Hawaii is a, you know, big piece of lava, big, huge piece of lava, so it's a little bit different. But the way things are formed, I mean, you just get into this whole mental, you know, you could just get into this whole mental thing of where you are. I mean, it's so unbelievable at some point. I mean, looking at this terrain yesterday coming out of the Grand Canyon, and there's this one mountain that was like, wow,
it's amazing.
And to take a picture of it doesn't even do it justice.
Of course.
it's like take
an atheist or someone who doesn't believe in spirit, and I always say this, and take them to the Grand Canyon and say, explain this.
Yeah.
You feel so small, but I mean that in the most amazing way. You know, you don't like you just feel like just like a dust speck in the infinite scheme of things, you know? So I'm so glad you experienced that.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I want you to tell us
about
your retreat. Please. Yeah, tell us about
that. We were talking about that exact thing, about how tiny we are in the universe, how small we are. And I was telling her about being on a cruise and standing on top of a cruise ship and watching the cruise ship step away from the port, you know, and as you get, it gets smaller and smaller, you think you're bigger and bigger, and you look around, and then you look up, and you look around in the vastness of the ocean, and you're like, no, I'm but a speck, you know. So we talked about that. You know, that retreat, it really is a retreat. Like, you think about that word, what is retreat? And when people think of retreat, they're going to go, you know, we're going to go to the retreat, we're going to go to, you know, do some yoga, we're going to do Reiki, we're going to get a massage, we're going to get facials,
nope.
whatever it is you're going to do.
This is
literally, yeah, this is backing off of everything and just being still. And I can see where this would drive people bonkers. Because we
it's not for everybody. And she said it's not a vacation.
No.
You could do that.
It's not a vacation.
It's not a vacation. No.
No. No. This is about really getting in touch with who you are and meditating and being introspective and surrendering and allowing someone to do things for you, like, you know, serve you.
Really take
and
care of you.
Prepare
yeah,
delicious
mm-hmm.
meals and take care of you in a very nurturing way. I mean, she read me a bedtime story.
Of
I got
she
all
did.
Tucked in, and she came and read me a bedtime story.
Of course,
and
she
I thought,
did.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it, yeah. So she tailors it to your needs, and it's not even about I need, you know, a cup of coffee. I need. It's not even that. It's just they're down to the simple needs too. You know, it's. Down to how's your system working? Do you need some herbs? Do you need because she does herbology and she knows plant medicine and she knows all of this stuff. So we were talking a bit about that. You know, I had when I was there, it was almost like sinusy and stuff. So she gave me a tincture to help. You know, here, take a few drops of this and literally, you know, cleared all that up. And so it's interesting how. You know, she's very attentive to what you're saying, and she will ask you questions, and then you can ask. She's like, ask me anything, ask me whatever you want. So we talked a lot about her back. You know, she tells me a lot about her background, which I love that she shared that.
Her
and
background
where,
is
and how she,
yeah.
And the
yeah.
fact that she is so zen the way she is now. I mean, this her background.
Yeah.
Would destroy people, honestly. It would
yes,
emotionally
ma'am.
And spiritually
yep.
destroy people. And she is so peace-filled and so loving. And, I can tell, I mean, what did I do on my retreat? Nothing. I did nothing. I went within.
Yeah, that's
I
the
meditated.
Point. Good. Yeah.
I got still. It's a point where, you know, you had be in silence. I'm going to be in silence. There's social silence and there's silence. Social silence is be mindful of what you're saying. And when you start speaking, be mindful of how you're saying it. And then silence itself is be silent. You're going to be silent
right.
for hours, a couple of hours until, you know, be silent, be within. I'll call you when dinner's ready. You know, it's like, okay.
Right.
Like she was saying, she goes, you know, it seems like the time is so short, but she goes, you'll see. And she's right. It seems
oh, yeah.
like
it's
and
just
they
enough.
Acupuncture. She does etheric acupuncture. It's not about the physical body, even
right.
though you're using that as a vehicle. It's about the etheric. And she goes beyond just
the best
you know,
acupuncture
she's,
ever.
She's working
yeah.
on, yes, she's working on. You know, you're, as some people say, your aura. You know, she's working on beyond, what's beyond your body. And so opening up whatever blockages you have. And I knew I had blockages in my first and second chakra. And she's like, she knew it. You know, I didn't have to say a word. She knew it. And so we worked on that. And, you know, for me, there wasn't a lot of releasing in tears and crying. I did. Some, but not a lot.
Did plenty. I think you did plenty. Just you know,
beating
up the
way, on the way,
the
journey itself, and where, and from when I spoke with her, the last time I spoke with her, when she messaged me and said I have an opening in November, but we need to do a call. When she did that call, she and I talked, and very much in a different place from then to now. So I, you know, been doing my own work, which is great. At the same time, sometimes it's nice to take a third party and allow
right.
that third party to hold space. And it's really about holding space. I knew
and to facilitate,
the first thing I
yeah.
told her. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I know you're not going to give me the answers. I know by being here, I shall arrive at the answers. And so you know, we were very much, and of course, she's like, you know, you're always invited back. she goes, with or without a retreat. And I said, oh, I think I might do the retreat again because it's kind of, it's nice. It's just nice to have.
It's wonderful, yeah.
That moment. And at the same time, I might go back and build an arbor in her backyard. So
I was waiting to hear, you know,
She wasn't going to get into it with me because, you know, I'm that person. I like to say, you know, what can we do? Because, you know, even getting up and getting a glass of water, I mean, if you're not in your room, she's going to do everything. You don't get up and get a glass of water. You say, can I have a glass of water?
I'm going to share something with you.
I need a glass of water.
I'm going to share something with you.
Were you doing it?
Let me tell you what I did. And she wasn't
a bad girl.
I broke every rule. I was taking pictures when I walked in. I'm like, I'm taking pictures. I'm like, I'll give you the phone.
Wait, I have a question before you go. Let me ask you. Did you giggle any point during Qigong, or did you say anything during Qigong?
No, I was a good girl.
Were you?
I was at one point, and I could hear you in my head.
I could hear you making some smart ass comment, and I was like, "Oh my God! I bet you had a time with her." And
I did. She got me Diet Coke. No, she went to the store. She got me Diet. I said I would kill for Diet Coke. She got me Diet Coke. She was. And I could understand the lesson in all of this, and I wasn't thinking of it that way, but she's absolutely right. The last day, the last morning, because you have like the tail end of it is just a few hours in the morning of the last day. And she takes early morning walks with her dog. I'm not a dog person, but I love her dog, Lucky. Oh,
Lucky is amazing.
Great dog, right? So, and you know, she's gone for a good hour or two, whatever. So I thought, I'm going to make us breakfast. So I actually, I broke every rule.
You did not.
But lots of things happened. So, I didn't give up the technology right away because I wanted to take cool pictures, and then I gave it to her. Then one day I said, let's take a walk around the block. We took a walk in the neighborhood. I gave a reading to one of her neighbors because I said somebody's mother isn't happy, and the room that I was staying in is where this woman died, and she wasn't happy with her daughter. So I gave a reading. Everything that, you know what I mean? The whole thing was just kind of like breaking convention.
You broke the rule,
it was really funny. But I made breakfast, and I wasn't even thinking about my issues with receiving. I was thinking about I wanted to do this for this really lovely lady. And I thought, well, the retreat is over, but she's like, it ain't over. I'm like, well, you want some breakfast? Sorry, but I broke every rule. And I knew on the plane I was going to break every rule and that we were going to become friends. And that's what happened. I broke every rule.
Next time she should charge you double.
Shoot. Listen, they should have paid me for the readings I was giving. We had to do this whole thing. I sat down with her neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And there was so much unfinished business between this mother and daughter, like it was insane. And then this woman had specific instructions for Teresa because a lot of her energy was stuck in the house. So we were doing like all of this stuff. So we both broke rules, but I broke a cardinal rule that I made.
You made an awesome friend.
Yeah, I made an awesome friend.
And let me tell you this, because she wouldn't talk about any, and we do have a caller raising their hand, so I want to get caller. I just want you to know that we're going to get to you in just 1 minute, but I wanted to say this. So during the day, as we talked, like we were doing Qigong in her backyard, and You know me, I'm looking at things and I'm like, oh gosh, we could fix this. We could put a post here.
I knew it.
You know, my brain was like, and so, but I didn't want to say anything. And then she talked a little bit about it. But when we started talking about the a plan, there was a no, we're not doing that. This is about you. And so
right.
for the last day, it's the last day. I didn't cook.
Yep.
I didn't break any major rules. I'm a good rule person. I obey the law.
Okay.
But the last day we were sitting at breakfast and she was talking a little bit and so she and I'm not going to get into it, but she did tell me the hot tub story and the funny little hot tub comment. She did get a new hot tub, by the way, just to let you know.
yeah, I inspired that. But she took it.
Yeah, I know.
She
told me the story. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then she got it, but she was talking about it was snowing that morning, it was snowing that last morning, and what she was saying, oh, I wanted to, I took a hot tub. It didn't matter. It was raining. It was snowing. Whatever. I still wanted to take a hot tub, and I said, why don't you build an arbor, and then something like that. You just roll a not a tarp, but a nice little cover.
What a great
cover,
idea.
So She goes, I used to be handy. And I was like, well, if you need some help, I can come. And I said, well, if you want, I'll draw you a diagram. I said, I did mine really easy. Just bought the pieces and I bolted them together and I just made sure it was either 10 by 10, 12 by 12 based on the wood that I was explaining to. And I was kind of going really fast. And she got a piece of paper and a pen and I said, I would love to draw it for you. And she's like, no, this is your retreat. I said, I would love to draw it for you. And so, and she goes, but it's your retreat. I said, but I would love to draw it for you on my retreat.
See, you're my people.
And she's like,
right there.
Okay. She gave me a pen and paper, and we drew a little sketch, and I wrote down exactly how many pieces of wood, what size wood, what she needed to do, everything. And I said, and when you're ready to do it, if you don't want to buy a kit, if you don't want to do this, buy a kit. I said, either way, let me know. And I said, I'll come back out here, and we'll put it together. I said, I'll put the thing together, whatever. And she's like, I looked at her, and she said, this is about you and your retreat and you receiving. I said, yeah, but at some point you've got to receive as well, because
that's
right. her thing.
She's
same
that
same thing.
She, that is
not,
totally her thing.
I said,
yeah.
And I looked at her, I went, allow. And she just started laughing. Anyway, so that's the little part of it that was really cute, just seeing her little resistance, but then her just being, and she giggles, and it's hilariously funny because she giggles like a little schoolgirl. When
she does.
So
she's so
happy.
Cute.
Anyway,
yeah.
She does. She's really cute. All right. So
we
want to get to this caller. Hello.
Let's take
this
call.
Skype caller. You're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Caller.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's
Great.
Your name?
Oh, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York.
Girl. I'm in New York, too. Yay. Anna is in Arizona. So we're going to ask
just
for
today, though.
Oh, you're in Arizona? Because, she's like Dora the Explorer at this point. Can I have your first name again? I don't need to write it down.
It's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, thank you.
L-I-S-A.
Got it. Okay, great. And Lisa, asking permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes.
Okay, great. So how can we help you today? What's going on?
Yes, I have a quick question for you. I have to go to court to start a case.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see what would be the best time in 2020 to start it, or should I start it in 2021?
Okay, before we get into the dates and that aspect, which I'm going to actually throw over to Anna, please give us your date of birth, just the month and the day.
Okay, August 12th.
Okay, great. So we're going to discuss the timing thing in a minute. I'm going to have Anna do that. But
okay.
You're going to court, but I'm getting that – is there some sort of work-related issue? I'm not saying this has to do with the court, but just with the energy. Is there something that's some sort of employment issue, workplace issue?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm feeling that so strong. Like this is, and you don't have to get into the story, okay? Because I want the energy to just be as, I don't want you to feed me anything, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If I have a question, I'll ask you. But there's so much anxiety around this issue. I'm not saying it's the court. I feel like it's this work type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so, and just confirm, just say yes or no. There's so.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So there's so much anxiety. Now I'm going to ask you, it's again, yes or no question. Is this court issue, is your question connected to this work thing? Because I'm just getting such an issue with this work thing. And if it's separate from the court issue, it doesn't matter. You still have to, not have to, but the energy is bringing it to my attention to give it to your attention. Spirit is asking me to give it to your attention. Are those two issues connected?
Yes, they are. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So I would say, how are you, oh my God, I have to tell you, see what happens is when a listener's energy comes up, and that's why we ask for permission, and then I connect to it, sometimes I'll take on some of the feelings, that's sort of like a signal, because Spirit doesn't use words, right? A signal that I am on the right track. So let me ask you this, how are you managing the anxiety around this? We were just talking about self-care. How are you taking mm-hmm. care of yourself?
Oh, you mean mentally?
I mean, any way you want to tell me.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because it happened in the past, and now I have to bring it into fruition.
Okay.
Because I have to clear my name.
Okay.
I am in the right.
Okay,
I have to go.
Okay. Don't tell me too much. Okay, let me say this then. So that actually makes sense. So it's something from the past, but it's coming into light because mm-hmm. this is now you want to have resolution with this issue and you want to sort of like be vindicated or what have you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's interesting is from the time that whatever took place let's say talk about back then. Did you take care of yourself back then when everything happened?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it just a matter of like the courts that things take a while, so that's why it is in the past?
No, you know what it is? The way that it happened,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I realized something was wrong, but I didn't realize that I had a case. You know, I tried to go to the, it's all, yeah, union. So they did not help me, but I'm intuitive myself. But throughout the years, I, you know, received visions of exactly what happened. I did speak with other psychics, and I'm just putting everything together now. So because it's making sense, yeah.
Well, okay, so I would just say then, the anxiety
mm-hmm.
that's coming up can be a very purposeful tool. And I would say every time you feel anxious, recognize it as you being strong enough to kind of relive it on a cellular level, almost like to kind of feel it, to release it. So that's the work, that's like the inner work that you can do on your own. That's another part of taking care of yourself. But instead of succumbing to the anxiety or trying to push it away or getting frustrated or falling apart, which happens, you know, you can cry, you can be anxious, you have racing heart, all of those things that are very significant. And as you're feeling that, it's like feel it to release it because a stronger Lisa is emerging. So it's not like you're the weak, and I'm not saying that you're feeling this at all, but sometimes anxiety makes us feel like we're less than, we're weak, we can't handle our stuff or whatever. But what it really is, it's a way of, it's almost like food poisoning, like it just has to work itself out of your system. So it's working itself out of your system. And I think that you do actually have a very valid case. So I think you're going to be all right. I'm going to turn this over to Anna to see if she has any insight with the timing of that.
So the question was whether to do the case. I would do it before your birthday next year, any time between now and your birthday next year. Lisa, it's at 8/12. Your August 12th reduces down to a 2. We're in a 3-year right now, so add that. That's 5. It's freedom through change. Change is what you're wanting a change. You're wanting something to happen that hasn't happened before. You're wanting to be free from this, whatever this experience is. So this is, yes, from your birthday to next birthday, you will be in a 5-year, and that's freedom through change. That would be, the most powerful year to enter all of this information into the court system, because that's going to, in the sooner the better in this year, because that's the change. And so just based on that and what you're in, and I don't know, Lisa, are you familiar with numerology at all?
No, but I'm starting to get familiar with it. I'm starting to believe in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, numbers, as my friend the psychic bartender says, numbers don't lie. She was from New York too. So basically what happens is we go in cycles of 9. So the 5-year is all about freedom. It's all about change. It's all about making shifts. Some people resist it. Some people flow with it. If there's going to be a lot of change in someone's life, or a lot of change has happened in someone's life, it usually happens in a 5-year. On your birthday next year, you're going into a 6-year, which is all about family, love. It is heart wide open. It is that type of thing. And you could still be dealing with this, but you're going to come from it. When you're living your truest, authentic self, the numbers don't, not that they don't lie, but there's obviously on one spectrum, there's, you know, freedom. On the other spectrum is, you know, total, you know, lockdown. So most people, when they don't live their truest and most authentic life and I feel like you're taking inspired action. Like you're taking inspired action. There's a very different feeling between inspired action and action that needs to be taken with resistance. A lot of folks who aren't living their truest authentic self, they'll start to get sick, dis-ease, lack of ease.
Yes.
So they get sick. So there's this thing where, like within you, I feel like this stress and this anxiety, if you do not release this is going to create not only emotional harm and spiritual harm, it goes within the physical body starts taking on. And that's when we start receiving information through our physical body, it's really source, universe, God, whatever label you put on that higher power, that's tapping you on the shoulder going, hello, we've been trying to get your attention. Now we're just going to have to stop you in your path, physically stop you. Boom, we're sick. So you are paying attention to that. You're saying, I am now aware. I want to release this. And the more aware you are, you stop your pattern. So I don't know your past. I don't know if similar situations have happened. Not, and they don't have to be that big, but maybe something similar. Because if we do not get the information or what it is that we're supposed to receive, the universe, source, God, will continue to throw you things until you get it. And all of a sudden you have to say, for you, Lisa, it is looking at it going, okay, I understand this is kind of anxious and stressful. What's my gift? What's my gift? Show me my gift. Because as you ask that question, you will receive the gift. So start your get your process going, get the paperwork in before your birthday next year, and keep asking, what's my gift? Show me my gift in all of this, and see, and allow that to come to you. Because when you intuit things, when you know within that this is the right path and this is the thing, and sometimes, I mean, we don't like the system, you know, quote-unquote the system, and we have to do it this way. And sometimes the bigness of things that we have to go through have to go through something bigger, not just for yourself, but someone else is receiving as well. So we don't know all the nuances of how that higher power works. It just works in mysterious ways, right? So, yeah,
yes.
Definitely before your birthday next year. Definitely before your birthday next year. And the sooner you can get it in, the better. And just know that as it cycles out, like even for you, though, get the paperwork in, even as you're going through the process into after your birthday next year, the way you're going to look at it from after your birthday in 2020 is from a place of, again, finding the gift and from open heart and love and saying, I know everything that's going on is for my highest and greatest good. And so, and you will, and you have that, that love that comes through. And it's a very different, it's kind of weird because unless you really start playing with numerology, and between my cousin and my friend who does, who's a psychic bartender, I've learned so much, and it's so amazing how the numbers are so true. So definitely get it in before your birthday.
All right. Okay. I'm going to start working on it now. Yes.
Yes,
I will call.
Awesome.
Yes, guys.
Awesome. Yes.
I will be calling you back, and with the tip, I will be back, okay?
Yeah, let us give us a call back with an update, and thanks for calling
in.
Wait, Lisa,
what's your year? Give me your year. I'll do your life path real quick.
Okay, 80.
What's your year?
80.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. And that reduces
it
down to a 9, by the way, so... So it's 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 0. Reduces down to a 9. And the 8, 1, 2, so 9, 10, 11. Oh, girl, you're at 11, too. Oh, my gosh. You're actually the same numbers as Elisa, who usually does the show. So and that's why you intuit, because you actually have 1 foot in the etheric plane and 1 foot here planet on. So, and the thing is that you're the 1-1 makes you it makes you very powerful. It makes you very self-aware, and it makes you empowered. You are a self-starter. You get going. But that too is you like. I mean, you generally. When I say you like people, there's some twos who are like, I don't like a lot. You know, no, a lot of twos don't like crowds and stuff. But generally, you can have a conversation with someone. You're easygoing. You can actually, you're the person that can actually look at two sides of an issue that's going on and mediate that and say, you know what, I can see both sides, and can we come to this compromise? That's in a nutshell kind of who you are. But that 11, we say 11-2. When it comes to folks, 11-2, because 11 is the babies of the old soul. So that 11 in itself is very powerful. And then that reduces down to a 2. So that 2 is your usual mediator, kumbaya, people person. And you help people. I mean, you do help people. 2 is a number of helping, of service, of doing things as well. So, but that 11 makes you do trust your intuition, trust your gut, because you have the answers, okay? And you can intuit those answers. So trust who you are. So yeah, your life path is a 2. So that 2 is how you go about your daily life. That's how you do all the things, you know, that you do. And you've got, we could go into all the other numbers, because there are other numbers coming up to that. But at the same time, that 1-1, which is the self-empowering, the 1, the self, confidence, that's a confidence number. It's very, good stuff. And I was like, she said she intuited stuff earlier, and I'm like, oh, of course, she's 11 too. Why wouldn't she? Of course. But yeah, so definitely, trust your gut. Get it in before your birthday. If you can get it at the beginning of the year, that'd be great. It'll give it a few months to kind of simmer in there, and some changes will be happening, because this is the year of that change for you. All right, young lady. Yes, call us back. I'll be on with Liz until January, so... I'd like to know what's going on. Yeah, and then my cousin comes back from her travels. All right?
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a good day. I'm taking the advice. All right.
You too.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Well, that was great.
All right.
That's beautiful that you did that. Wonderful.
Oh, well, I was like, yeah. Well, see, when you have the number of the year, it's great. But when you know their life path and you can get that, it really helps to understand how the person lives their everyday life. She lives her everyday life, interacting with people, and she's good at it. She's those two ones. Not only is it the 11, the baby of the old souls, but the two ones in themselves are very powerful. I say that, Lalisa jokes around about me because in my name I have a 1 and a 9, and the 1 is, she jokingly says, it's always all about you, and I go, oh yes, it is. And when it's about me, I share, so that's how 11-2s are too. It's the same, we're going to stand our ground. We're going to be confident in who we are. And at the same time, it's like, but the thing is like people would go to her, like, you know, Lisa, how can I do this? Or where do I need to go? And she will have the answer. Or if she doesn't have the answer, she'll go find the answer because she's that person. But she's the person that people would go to. You know, it's like she's that person. You know, it's like, oh, I need help with that. If she doesn't help them, she will find them help because she's an 11. You know, she's got the ones. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. So knowing that and she – and knowing those numbers too also makes me feel good too because the ones will get going. Like you say – you know, they say, oh, I have to work on this project. You know, ones don't usually procrastinate, you know, maybe a little bit, but we always get it done, right?
All day.
Because like I said, it's your, you know, the life path is nice and easy to figure out. The name, it gets a little crazy in there. So sometimes, you know, my cousin, she's a new numerologist since I was 8. So she used to pound my numbers into my head and I'm like, what? Who am I? And working with a psychic bartender helped me with practical application of the numbers. So when I am in conversation with someone, if I can get their birthday out of them, that tells me how they tick. And when I know that, when you know how someone works, it's not to manipulate. It's to understand them because everybody has their quirks, right? Everybody has the way they work. So ones can be loners, you know. They can go off and do their own thing and not communicate with anybody. But the fact that she has a 2 and I have 2, I'm 3, 2, 5 myself. Mm-hmm. That 2 is a, you know, I don't, 2 is generally, I don't mind having dinner by myself, but I like friends. I like people. And that,
right.
I like, you know, enjoying, I like meeting people in certain settings. I like, you know, I am very shy. So it's kind of an interesting thing. At the same time, if someone sits down and has a conversation with me, I'm right in there. I click. You know, threes are fun, you know. So I can go through every single number, and I can give you a little characteristic of every single number out there, 1 through 9, always 1 through 9. Practical application for that. Liz is a 1, by the way, y'all. So
I get things done. Hello.
You get things done.
Yeah, I get things done.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
That's right.
And you fix
breakfast
for people, and you cook, and you do. No, you do. You're the mommy. You're the mommy. You got it. Yeah.
Liz
is an adorable too. I mean, adorable one. Who jumps up and makes breakfast for. Makes breakfast for us.
Because I love you.
For everybody. Because
yeah.
You love everybody.
Because I love you. Yeah. We actually, is there anybody else waiting for us in the queue?
No, that's it. That's
okay, cool.
It. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. The sirens. Oh, my God. All right, sirens.
New York.
We had a little gathering yesterday because the Monday before every Thanksgiving, I throw my annual FTH party, and you guys can figure out what that stands for. so this is the third one, and there are a few people that know you and send their love. And what was so great was that there were other people who I've reconnected with. So as a gesture, I thought, oh, how perfect! Let me invite them to the party. And a few people came that had never been to my apartment, and I told them the story of how, or people who'd been to my apartment a long time ago and then haven't been here in a couple of years, they lost their minds when they saw how nice the apartment is. And I said, well, my girl, I will make breakfast for somebody who's going to help me, like, you know, get my house in check. Thank you.
Yeah.
And in my mind, and it's so minor because you guys did so much, in my mind I'm like, oh, okay, so when Anna comes back, I'm going to, okay. So when is she coming back? Okay, she'll come back. We're good. But so in my mind, and what's great, all it is just like minor little finishing touches here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And like in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, but it's really an excuse just to get you back to New York. But it was a lovely gathering, and it really was the first official gathering since you were here over the summer. I mean, I've had informal gatherings. This is the first formal gathering. And the... it felt so lovely to host in a space that I felt proud about and that I feel is beautiful, and that I feel like the whole goal was to turn the household to a fun yet peaceful oasis for my kids and myself, and also, you know, then those who come to, you know, hang out and whatever. But it was beautiful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And unfortunately, I was supposed to have a co-host. I mean, only in name, wasn't anything official. But our mutual friend, your lawyer friend, I don't want to name names,
yeah,
but we know who it is. Yeah, and unfortunately, in such a crisis of grief, he's in big crisis. Well, I told him not to come.
Oh, no.
I told him not to come, and he would have decided not to go either. And I always have this joke with my friends who know that I do the show. A lot of my friends don't know I do the show because I don't want to justify, explain why I'm, you know, I'm clairvoyant and I speak to dead people. It's like, it's what I do, whatever. But he is a fan and a supporter of the show and open to it, and he loves you. But intuitively, I just knew. And I said, this is my joke with him. I'm like, did you know I co-host a podcast? Hello. So and things come through, and I said, I call him girl because I call everybody girl. I said, girl, you in trouble. You in big trouble. Your health. There's been a lot of backsliding, and one needs to make a choice when one is in crisis, or one is in trauma, or one is grieving. And it's interesting. It's like what I had said to our last caller before I sent her to you for her wonderful reading with the numbers, that if you can just write it out but feel it, to know that if you feel it, you can release it. If you feel it, you can heal it. Otherwise, the trauma just lodges in your body. And if you are doing anything in excess, food, drugs, alcohol, okay, or negative thinking, toxic, anything in excess, your poor body. So, yeah, he did not attend.
Well, that's what we had said earlier, because it, when the higher power says to you, you know, keeps tapping you on the shoulder and you don't pay attention, then your body finally, something breaks down or breaks, or
right,
you know, I mean, even stubbing a toe or,
yep,
or hurting your hip, you know, just I turned that way, and it's like, I always say, what's the universe trying to tell me, you know? And that's, you know, a lot of the joint stuff, it's like moving forward, or
yeah, I used to fall on the street all the time.
So non-resistant.
Yes, same thing.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You were falling all the time. You're like, all of a sudden, random fall.
And you ask,
you know, what's this about? And so you realize that our bodies, every part of who we are, not just what you can see, but what you can't see, is here to serve us.
Exactly.
You know, and that, when you don't, your body's here to serve you. Your mind is here to serve you. Your emotions are here to serve you. They're
exactly.
your GPS. You know.
Exactly.
You know. Yes, it happens. We get sad. We get angry. We get all those things, and those are indicators. Time to shift. Time to look at a different perspective. Time to renew. And
right.
How many of us try to hang on? That's what this journey is about. Letting go. Letting go of something that you were comfortably uncomfortable, but let it go.
Right.
Just be at peace with where you are. Meet everyone where they're at. It's okay.
Right.
It's
yeah.
okay. And you can choose. You can make a choice to be or not to be. I mean, that's so simple, and yet we make it
so profound.
Not simple.
And if you lost somebody, that, and this is the part that gets me, okay, if you lost somebody that you loved, that you love, and you know it was completely out of your control, when your time is up, your time is up. Time is up.
Yeah.
The suffering,
so,
the guilt, and the self-loathing is far from a tribute. Is far from a tribute. And what does it serve? That there's nobility in suffering. I don't think that's his reason. It's not that he's being noble, but it's almost like I think it's guilt.
I think if you go to that spectrum, and which I, when my mom passed away, I did for a little bit. And then, with my friend, the idea is how do we honor ourselves, but how do we honor that person? It's like becoming more, expanding our experience more,
exceed your expectations
on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Exceed your expectations on this planet. That's how we honor them, by groveling in it, by being a victim in it. That's not honoring anything. So the idea is, you know, how can I take this person who I know, like for my mom, I adored and I loved her when she was human on this planet, and she, a lot of people loved her, you know, as wackadoodle as she is, love her. At the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, can I grovel? Can I be selfish? And stay in the bed and cry and do all this stuff. No, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't serve me. Doesn't help. And I'm only saying this as an example because it's my experience. But it's, we always say bless the mess. You've got to bless the mess. You've got to say there's a gift in all of this craziness. There's a gift in all of this for me in here. I don't have to go looking for it. And when I keep asking for that gift, it's going to show itself. Because guess what? Universe, source, God always delivers. Always. We may not always be in a place to receive it energetically, but that higher power always delivers to us. So be open to how information, people, the gifts come to you, and be willing and allowing to accept those gifts. And somebody leaving this planet may be a gift. In some weird way, I feel like my mom and I had a contract, and she's like, kiddo, I'm going to hang out till I'm 65, and then I'm gone, and I want to see what you do.
Oh,
so
yes.
Instead of crying and being depressed and, you know, I lost my mommy, you know, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can, you know.
Listen,
yeah,
I felt that way about my daughter.
Mom.
It's like she decided to be on this earth. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
She decided for me to carry her for 9 months.
Yeah.
Be on this earth for a couple days. She took a look around. She's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, good for you. Good for you. And does it hurt me to this day? Of course.
Yeah.
Does it affect, you know, in terms of being a parent today? Certainly. But the whole thing, and I think you've done this with your mom, immediately I had to form a relationship with her on the other side. Immediately, I'm like, all right, come on. Come on. And you're my little co-creator. You're my little collaborator. Come on. And to have a relationship on their terms, meaning they're not here. We'll work around that and still progress. I also had to get my ass a job. I also had, and I started working, you know, a few months after, and I was pregnant a second time and had a miscarriage. And I went back to work. They sent me flowers. Okay, cool. Did it hurt? Sure. Did I feel like a failure? Absolutely. Did it mess up my grief of losing the first child? Why not? And then I went back to school. I was directing play after play after play. And then I got recruited to work at a place that kind of gave me the platform to start my own business ultimately a year later. And I left that job, and I was pregnant with my son who's turning 21. So there we go.
Yeah.
And I would not have, I wouldn't have the 14-year-old that I have if she didn't. So who's to know what the divine plan is? And I think because this person is in a position of privilege, although he claims that he's not, financially very comfortable, maybe there's something to be said for that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it's heartbreaking, and what does one do? But
I don't think it's that. I think it's pattern. I think it's pattern of life, and we have to break our own patterns. We have to we have to say, I'm going in a different direction. I'm moving in a different direction.
Exactly.
And until we get
up.
That, and first of all, I said, there's nothing you can do about someone taking themselves off the planet. There's nothing you can do.
It's their time.
We might
their
say,
time.
No, it's not. No, yes, they've made that decision. Like you said, she came, said, nope, not for me. I'm out of here. So it's that kind of thing. You cannot control anyone else's actions. And even as we co-create our own lives every day, and we actually, JoJo and I are having a great conversation about that, but that's for another show. It's amazing how we do affect each other. So how do we affect each other? Are we going to do it in a way? Yes, grovel a little bit, grieve some. Yes, and
of
I'm not
course,
saying there's a time period on that
wrong,
at all.
But
and
a place.
Honor
right.
that. Honor that.
Right.
Honor that.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So
let's,
thank
we'll
you.
Thank you
again. Good show.
Thank you, girls. And listen, I'm all for doing a show on Thanksgiving, so we can
do
the same time another time. You let me know when, how, whatever, and we'll do it.
No.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So let the light do the work. Love yourself fiercely and to brighter days ahead. Thank you for a wonderful show, my co-host. Love you and safe travels.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Love you too. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.